The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
After a spectacular win against the Rangers last night, the Sharks move on to Newark, New Jersey and the Prudential Center as they take on the New Jersey Devils for the first time this year. But before we get to tonight's game, let's relive some of the great moments from last night. After all, so many different things happened with so many young players. All six goals were scored involving at least one teenager. That's never happened that many times in a single game in NHL history. And the Sharks have scored eight consecutive goals with at least one teenager involved. The two big teenagers, of course, are Macklin Celebrini, who had a hat trick and two assists last night, and Will Smith, who had two goals and two assists. Celebrini finished out his hat trick, and it brought the Sharks back even after the New York Rangers looked like they had taken control of the game.
Sharks keep the pressure on now. Can they get another opportunity? 14 seconds left. Here comes the shot. Smith in front trying to tip that opportunity, taken there by Orloff, but it's wide in the corner. Celebrini shoots. He scores! Macklin Celebrini with 5.8 seconds left gets the pass in front from the corner after the Sharks win the battle, and he gets his second career hat trick, and he ties the game 4-4.
And then Smith in overtime. A spectacular play with his good friend Macklin Celebrini in the thick of it.
Smith backhands over to Celebrini, right side, cycles it back to Smith. Smith with speed down the left side, cross the line, holds the puck. He's got Celebrini breaking in. Macklin goes for the win, and he shoots it. It's stopped by Shesterkin from the point-blank range, 5 feet in front of the net. Celebrini digs it free. Cross-eye Smith, shot. He scores! Will Smith gets the game winner from Macklin Celebrini, and an entire Sharks bench comes roaring out with Nedeljkovic from the goal crease to celebrate with Will Smith. The Sharks win it in overtime, 6-5.
That celebration at the end of the game was really something to see. A lot of the weight on the team was lifted off of their shoulders in that singular moment, but it was more about the closeness of the team, too. Will Smith, the game-winning goal scorer, says it was indicative of how close the team actually is.
Yeah, it was really special. I think if you watch that, you can see how close our team is. And, you know, everyone going right to the goalie who plays hard out that game. So I think shows how close we are.
Smith added that this win was hugely important for the team and they need to build on it.
No, it was great. Especially in MSG, it was pretty special. And pretty cool to get our first one there.
Macklin Celebrini had a big smile on his face when the puck went into the net, and he says that he's looking forward to the team taking advantage of additional opportunities.
I mean, it felt great. I mean, we've had it coming for so long, and I think just getting it done in overtime, it just meant that much more.
But it wasn't just the young players who enjoyed that. It was the veterans, too. Tyler Toffoli, who had a very strong game playing with Celebrini and Smith, talked about what it felt last night to celebrate together.
Yeah, obviously we've been pushing, especially the past couple games, and you know, we knew the time would come, and obviously it felt really good, and we just got to keep moving forward and do it again tonight.
And Mario Ferraro, who's been with the team for 6 years and has yet to see a playoff game, said how special it felt last night.
Yeah, it was good. It was obviously a big win for us. We're relieved to get the win. You know, we talked about before the game and a couple other interviews that I had that, you know, there's no moral victories here, and we came so close in some games that we maybe deserved to win, but we didn't come out with the outcome. And last night, I think both happened. We deserved to win, and we got the win. So, you know, we're excited. We're happy about the way that we played, but now it's about taking that next step and just being more consistent and building on it and stringing some wins together.
One of the things that was really important about that game was that the Sharks played with five defensemen for most of the contest after a first-period injury to Nick Leddy. Ferraro said it was a show of character.
It's obviously a little bit of adversity, but I think we did pretty good managing our legs and our ice time, especially in a, you know, back-to-back here. Obviously, it's unfortunate that Leds went down early, but I think that, you know, sometimes for me anyway, having 5D is maybe is a little bit easier on you, because you're always out there, you're always in the game, you know, you're spending less time on the bench and you're engaged. So, you know, I think we did a pretty good job. I think the hardest thing with five defensemen, like I already said, is the energy and just conserving yourself to be able to, you know, have every shift you can go hard, you know, so you're not too exhausted out there. So I think we did a pretty good job of managing it, and everybody was taking quicker shifts and you know, just managing the game a little bit better.
Toffoli gave a lot of credit to those five defensemen, said the forwards helped, but the bottom line is that the Sharks got the job done.
Yeah, they did a really good job. They laid it on the line and made some really good plays. And at the end of the day, we all stuck together and found a way to win.
But the other factor was Ryan Reeves. Reeves dropped the gloves with Matt Rempe of the Rangers, and the result reverberated throughout the National Hockey League.
Orlov, who played a lot of minutes against the Islanders, puts the poke check on a man, couldn't get out of the zone. Kept in by Gavrikov, but we got a fight on the ice. It's Ryan Reeves against Matt Rempe. This is a heavyweight battle for the ages here at center ice, and everybody's on their feet at the Garden and on both benches. Ryan Reeves and Matt Rempe getting ready to battle. They're squaring off. They're circling. Rempe thought about a left. Ryan Reeves thought about a right. Are they going to go? Here they go. A couple of little left jabs for both guys against each other. Then Reeves with a roundhouse right above. Makes some contact. Reeves another contact. Rempe contact. Reeves stuns him, but there goes his helmet. There goes Rempe's helmet. They are going toe-to-toe here. Down goes Rempe. Reeves coming back. Rempe right back up and coming right back at Reeves. Reeves gets a hard right to the head. And now Rempe coming back. A couple of left jabs. Reeves coming hard with a right. The crowd is on its feet screaming and yelling, and these guys are still going at it at center ice. Finally, the linesmen are stepping in as Rempe tries to finish him off, but he can't do it, and he's dragged down to the ice. And that was a battle that we'll remember for a while.
But Reeves also blocked the shot in a key moment in the third period of play, and Mario Ferraro said that made as big an impact as the battle.
Yeah, he takes a lot of pride in what he does, and we're grateful to have him in that role. Obviously, you know, that fight started from a big hit too. He brings that physicality, and you know, we know what he does in the scrapping, obviously, and but to see him definitely dive and block that shot, that's his game, you know. So like I said, he's proud to be in that role, and you know, he fills that role really well for us, and we need more guys like that and to learn from. And yeah, he was a big part in the win last night.
To a man, everybody appreciates Ryan Reeves. Macklin Celebrini talked about what he's meant to the team.
He's there for a reason. He gets our group going. Such a great guy in the locker room to have, and I mean that toughness and kind of what he brings on the ice. I mean, it's so valuable.
Will Smith also said that block that Reeves made was a big one for the club.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. I think you know, when he does that for our team, and especially that play, it was pretty unbelievable. And I mean, that block of the third just shows what type of guy he is and what he'll do to win.
And Tyler Toffoli has won a Stanley Cup, so he knows exactly what an impact a man like Ryan Reeves can have.
It's not even, you know, the things on the ice. It's the things off the ice as well that he brings. He brings a lot of energy and, you know, brings the guys together. And it's been a lot of fun being teammates with him so far. And it's, you know, the only, you know, better thing to keep doing is win, and that makes everything even more fun.
All in all, the Sharks' results last night should give fans a lot of excitement for the present and the future. Mario Ferraro agrees that everybody should be excited about San Jose Sharks hockey.
Yeah, absolutely. They should be. They should be excited. Those guys, you know, they played a great game last night. You know, they came up big. And this team is, you know, we need them a lot right now. And they're, you know, not to put more pressure on them, but I you know, I think they're the kind of characters that like the pressure. They've been dealing with it, you know, most of their lives, but this organization is going to need them even more moving forward. So fans should be excited, you know. As a teammate, we're excited. It's cool to watch them grow as players and it's fun to see them have success. You know, they're such good friends off the ice, so to see them share success on the ice, it's a pretty special thing, and you know, I'm happy for them last night.
And so now it's the New Jersey Devils, the next challenge. New Jersey is a very fast team. Tyler Toffoli, a former Devil, talked about how to deal with it.
Yeah, we got to just try and control what, you know, we do best, and that's be really good on the forecheck and try and hem teams in their own zone, and obviously that takes part of their game away. So we got to try and focus on ourselves and be ready to work.
Don't miss a minute of this game. We're on the air in time for your drive home or your last hour and a half at work. 3:30 p.m. airtime Pacific time, the Sharks and the Devils. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.